Una que una sabe tu
This is the song they always sing just to say thank you very much to the ancestors or the spirits when they are sailing.
You are looking at three objects that once adorned kula canoes. These objects provided important protection on long and potentially dangerous ocean journeys. The singer you just heard was Moromata Setukwa. He's one of three cultural knowledge holders from the Trobriand Islands who were recorded at the Masim Museum and Cultural Center in Alotau.
My name is Moromata Setukwa. I come from Butawa village.
Hello. My name is Martin Monmuatola. I come from the Kapwaku village.
My name is Fred Monabai. I come from Lilota village. Each canoe or hula trading canoes must have two parts. The most important parts are the wave splitter and the splash board. This is to prevent or to protect the sailors from being lost when they're at sea.
The splash board is the smaller of the two pieces. One would go at each end of the canoe. The larger curved piece is a wave splitter, also called a tabuya.
The tabuya is placed in front of the canoes. The wake of the tabuya is to break the waves.
The carved charm at the very top of the wave splitter.
It's called, in Kluwena language, Hashika, the compass of every sailor who travels on the sea.
If you look closely at the charm or compass, you'll see two stylized birds at the base, one facing in each direction. They have more than just a decorative function.
The use of it is when people travel on kula trade, especially the canoe owner does the spell and calls upon Hashika, type of figure, to come. When it comes and lands on the canoe and then flies off again, then the canoe owner knows that he has to follow that bird and that's where he will hit the land.
Thank you.